You've taken their homework, their lunch, and even their trombone to them. Kids forget, but don't let them forget their Bible. Thursday, October 7th is Bring Your Bible to School Day across the nation. Encourage your kids to carry their Bible and empower them with Joshua 1:9.
To be strong and courageous.
Teach them to let God's word be honored, held, and heard, and never forgotten. Have your voice heard. Sign up at bringyourbible.org.
One of the worst mistakes you can make with your strong-willed child is trying to control him or her. It can feel like trying to, chain a bear to a chain-link fence. Sooner or later, that bear breaks free, and then you've got trouble on your hands. If you're struggling with raising a strong-willed child, I am so glad you joined us today. I'm John Fuller, joined by Dr. Danny Huerta. He's our Vice President of Parenting and Youth here at Focus on the Family. And let's kick off this episode with some conversation that Jim Daly and I enjoyed with Cynthia Tobias, who has admittedly a very strong personality, about ways to work with your son or daughter.
We've talked about the positive attributes. I mean, these kids can have determination. They have grit. They really want to get it done. They can be extremely loyal. Yet at the same time, there are some downsides. Let's touch on those. We've touched on a bit of that, but let's talk a bit about that downside, the negative aspects of strong-willed children.
You know, when it goes sideways, and it goes sideways most quickly when there's a bony finger pointed in my face, or when someone, it sounds like an edict or an order, then I tend to, as a strong-willed child, react with rebellion, with a little bit of defiance, with, no, you can't make me, and I don't want to do it, and I don't have to if I don't want to. So then I can become a real drain on the family, for one thing, because it takes all your energy just to try to get me to obey. And what happens with parents a lot of times, when I don't obey the first time, then they just keep drilling in and drilling and drilling and drilling. And pretty soon they're the ones with high blood pressure, headaches, all kinds of problems. And I'm the strong-willed kid going, whatever.
So you're winning.
I'm winning. Absolutely. Because we talk about those who anger you control you. And I learned that at a very early age.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about that, because for the parent who understandably gets angry when this child is not doing what you've asked him to do, even politely.
Right.
You know, as Christian parents, we want to do this well. So we'll say, hey, little Johnny, can you put your shoes and socks away? And you get nothing, or you get no. Come on, let's get that done now. And then before too long, would you put those socks away now?
Yeah.
And that child really digs in at that point.
Yes, but the key to all of it, and I've talked to thousands, and everybody tells me, we all agree, the key to it is how you ask us, how you talk to us. We wouldn't respect you if you seemed to be asking permission, because you're the parent. We know you're the parent, and I'm comfortable with that authority, believe it or not. And every strong-willed child, I've even talked to kids that are in jail, and they're fine with authority. It's just how it's communicated. So if you come across as kind of weak and tenuous and scared of me, I'm not going to obey you. Or if you come across with the typical positional authority, which is, listen, you better do what I tell you to do because I'm your dad or I'm your mom, mm-hmm. and you better do it now, then that has the opposite effect too. It's an authority that says, look, I need you to put your shoes and socks on now, okay? And I say, no, what's the problem? Well, I just don't know which socks I'm going to wear. Well, okay, let's choose them and then let's get them on, okay? Okay. Usually 80% of the time, that conflict is just because I wanted to have just a little bit of control over myself. Mm-hmm. I don't need to control you. I just can't let you take all control away from me, which is what you do if you say, this is how it's going to be, period, end of discussion.
Here's another example that I love. There's actually a commercial on television I caught the other day. It's a little boy that sits down at the table, and I don't even know what the product's for, but this little boy, the byline is, eat your vegetables or you won't leave the table.
Yeah.
And the next scene, you see him as an old man with a long gray beard.
That's
a strong-willed child.
That's right. I'll stay here as long as I need to
but
stay.
But that's one that parents really struggle with. You've got to eat that before you leave the table. Is that a good declaration of war?
You know, almost anything that entails the threat, the ultimatum. Look, if you don't clean that room, there's not going to be any ice cream for you. You better get your homework done or you're not. Anytime it's phrased that way, you just have to remember that as a strong-willed kid, we all know that there is pain for gain, right? Mm. We know there's a price to pay. I expect to pay the price. It would be nice if I didn't have to, but I expect to pay that ticket and pay that price. In my mind, as a strong-willed child, it all depends on how much I'm willing to pay. How long will I be grounded? 6 weeks or less? Could be worth it, right? How hard will I be spanked if I get up on that table where I'm not supposed to go? Because it can't last that long. It can't be that hard. You're probably not going to kill me, right? So if I'm thinking like that as the strong-willed child, this positional authority parent is thinking they're going to find something that if it's bad enough will force me to do it. And I'm here to tell you, it isn't that way. There is no hammer that's going to force me to do it, because I can die, figuratively at least, before I'll do it.
Mm. Yeah, Cynthia, you said something a moment ago that I am not able to just kind of skim past. I'm stuck here. And I've heard you on Focus on the Family. I've read your books. We've talked before. This is all rooted in control for that child. You said as a strong-willed child, you didn't want to give up all control over your own destiny, if you will.
That's right.
I never realized that.
And in the book, this new revised edition is great because we've got four new chapters and Strong-Willed Child Emergency Kit and stuff. And one of the things that we give in here, the three critical truths about how the strong-willed mind works. And I've done this for years now, years and years, and I've never had anybody disagree with me. But the first critical truth is it's not authority, it's how it's communicated. And the second critical truth is I don't need to control you. I just can't let you take all control away from me. I need you to share it with me. In other words, saying, look, where do you want to take your nap today? In other words, there will be a nap. I will let you, you know, and I say, well, I want to take it out in the front yard. And you say, nice try. Can't do that. What are your other choices? Mm. But where you can kind of give me a little bit of sway. I don't need a lot. I just need for you to respect me the way you want me to respect you. And if you don't model the respect that you want from me, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for me to give the respect to you.
Cynthia DeBias has such great wisdom about dealing with strong-willed kids and adults. And Danny, some parents listening in are thinking, I am in such a tough spot. I hear what Cynthia is saying. The horse is out of the barn. I can't do anything about it. Where's my hope?
Well, first of all, God created your strong-willed child. You need to know that. And on purpose, with purpose, even though there's a lot of difficulty with that, and it's tiring and lonely, sometimes embarrassing because of the pushback you get from your child in front of others. And I know for parents, they've said, man, I don't know if I'm going to survive this. I can't raise a strong-willed child. And I remember a couple that they were both peacemakers, and they had this strong, strong-willed child. He was a teenager, big, big guy. They said, we are really in over our heads. We don't know what to do. And what we started with was just the fact that inside of themselves, they have steadfast love, they have guidance, they have a lot to provide this child, and they're the parents. You are the parents for this strong-willed child. And what you want to do is first be calm, then be consistent, follow through. There really is a light at the end of the tunnel. If you're consistent and persistent in your guidance and your love, just know that your child will revert to those teachings and what you've brought to them in love. Along the way, it's going to be a bit turbulent. Fasten your seatbelt, put the tray tables up, and be prepared for some turbulent moments, but it's not the entire time. And enjoy watching your leader be formed.
That is a really great perspective. And having raised a couple of strong-willed kids to adulthood, it really can turn out super well. And you start seeing the positive aspects of that personality style that says, I'm going for it. And so praise the Lord that you have a strong-willed child. And take a breath. And as you've listened, if you're thinking, I need help beyond what Danny just said, beyond what I just heard Cynthia say, contact us here at Focus on the Family. We have caring Christian counselors. They are so good at offering insights, at helping you get on the road to a better relationship with that child. And we're a phone call away, 800, the letter A, and the word family, 800-232-6459. When you call, just ask to schedule a time to talk to someone on the counseling team. They'll get back to you and hear you out, offer some steps, and direct you to some resources. Meantime, you could check out Cynthia DeBias' book. It is excellent, as you could tell from what she shared today. You can't make me, but I can be persuaded. That's the title of the book. We'll send that to you as our thank you for your contribution to this ministry. Help us equip parents. Help us have those counselors available. Help us speak into the lives of married couples. All of that is possible when you make a pledge of any amount on a monthly basis or a one-time gift. Donate today. We'll send the book. Details are in the show notes. Tune in next time for more from Cynthia Tobias and Danny Huerta as well. Meanwhile, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
How do you teach your kids digital boundaries? Author Jonathan McKee brings over 20 years of working with teens and how they interact online to his new book, Parenting Generation Screen. In it, you'll see the importance of setting practical screen limits, when's the best age to get your kid a phone, and how to engage in meaningful conversations with your kids about what they experience online. Learn more about Parenting Generation Screen at focusonthefamily.com/store. That's focusonthefamily.com/store.